Hi, I'm Liam Cavanaugh, a program manager on the Azure Search team. In this video, I'm going to introduce you to what Azure Search is. We'll also walk through a demo of how to use Azure Search and Visual Studio to build a great search experience into your web or mobile application. At the end, I'll share some resources that can help you learn more. The purpose of Azure Search is to allow you, as a developer, to build out a great search experience without having to be an expert in the area of search. We aim to make it really easy for you to leverage search to build out a better user experience and simplify the management and scaling of that service. Because of search engines like Bing and Google, users have come to expect a certain level of search. And if they come to your site and do not get the same experience, they'll often become frustrated. Let's take a look at a typical example of a site that would leverage search. In this case, it is a site that sells bicycle equipment. E-commerce sites such as this are heavily reliant on search, since this is the primary method of navigation users use to find products. A good search experience will typically include auto-suggest or type-ahead that provides guidance to help users find what they're looking for quickly. If you are looking at the search results page, there are often things such as facets that allow users to find results based on the categories that are important to them. Hit highlighting allows the users to quickly compare what they typed with the results. Handling of spelling mistakes such as this are a big reason most sites lose sales. If the customer cannot find what they're looking for, they'll simply go to the next site. Geospatial search that allows people to find results based on their location or things close to them are also becoming a popular feature of many sites. Finally, features such as paging and sorting of results are useful navigation aids. Tuning of search results can be a way to both improve user experience and help achieve business objectives. For example, you might want to have search results found in the product name get more weighting than those found in the product description. Or to improve business objectives, you might want to boost relevant items that provide higher margins, or maybe you have high inventory of. These advanced features can be difficult to set up and manage. We aim to simplify this, but the benefits of search are not limited to e-commerce. User-generated content sites like forums and recipe sites, or even internal line of business applications can benefit from search as a natural way to let users explore data. Let's take a look at an example of how to create an Azure Search service and start building a Visual Studio application that uses it. To get started, let's walk through a quick example of how to create an Azure Search service. And then after we've done that, we're going to switch over to Visual Studio and show how we can leverage that search service to start querying and adding in content into an MVC application. So this is the Azure Preview Portal. And as you can see, I've already created a search service. But if you want to create your own, you simply click on New and choose Search from this list box over here, as you can see. And then that'll start the process of allowing you to create either a free developer service or a dedicated search service allocated for your use. So let's take a closer look at the service that I have already created. So you as a developer, there's a couple of things that you'll want to make use of. First off, if I click on the properties, you'll see here's a URL. This is what you're going to be using to make your API calls, your REST-based API calls, to the search service. Secondly, in order to authenticate, you're going to need to take one of these keys. You can either use administrative keys that allow you to have full access to the service, or query keys that you may want to wish to give to your users to simply execute search queries and get the results back. Also, you'll notice down here, one of the key aspects of the search service is ability to scale. You can scale up to allow your service to support more queries, or allow you to scale up partitions to grow the number of documents or content that you have in your search index. So now that we have that, let's switch over to Visual Studio and start creating an MVC for web application. I'm just going to use a default name and create this. I'm going to choose Internet Application just so I have a default template to use from. So now that we have this default project created, there's three things that I'm going to need to do. The first thing is to add in our Azure Helper class. And I can do that by choosing to add in a new item. I'm going to call it Azure Helper and add in the code. Now this code you can get from pretty much any of our demonstrations, including the demonstration that you can get from the link at the end of this presentation. So you can see here, if I look at my helper, it does a number of things. First of all the content that goes to and from the search service is done over JSON, so we need to be able to serialize it and deserialize it. We do that using JSON.NET in this example. The other thing that this helper does is it actually executes the search results, the REST-based search results. So whenever I pass in a URI that has my search terms, I can send that in, get the results back, and display it in my client. The second thing I need to do is update the controller. First thing I'm going to do is update these usings to the ones that I'm going to need. The other thing I'm going to do is update this index so that whenever the index view makes a call to it, it does it with the code that I need. Let's take a look at that code. First of all, we have an HTTP client that is going to be used to execute the search requests. The other thing that we have is the search service name and the API key. You may recall when we were looking at the Azure Preview Portal, these are the things that we were looking at and that I'm using in this application. Typically, you would want to put this into your web config or something like that. The other thing is that once you actually load the index page, it makes an HTTP client that we can use whenever a search request is made. You'll notice it also applies the API key to the request header. Secondly, whenever somebody types into that search box and presses search, it's going to make an HTTP GET to this function right here. You can see it's passing in the query term. We say if it's just blank, we're going to search for everything. And if you look at how we're actually creating the URI to make the call, we're saying, I want to do a search, where we're passing in the term, and I also want to return the results with facets. So I want to show the hit counts for each of the colors, each of the categories, and see the hit counts based on these specific prices, and only return me the top 10. So there we have that search term. Now let's make a change to the view and add in the HTML that we need. So if we walk through this, you'll see that we have the product search page. If there's an error, it'll display it. We have the text box where the user can type in their search term and submit it to execute the search, as you can see here. Then, based on the results that come back, if there is results, what we can do is iterate through all of them. So for example, the facets for the color can be looped through, so we can display that. If we go down to the bottom, we can also see for the actual search results, we can iterate through that and show the product name, the list price, the color, etc. for each of those. So let's run that and take a look at what happens. So this is an example of an e-commerce site that sells shirts. So I can type in something such as jersey and look for that result. It's going to execute the search result. The first time it takes a little longer because it's creating the context of the service. We can see here we have the results as we expected, and also the facets showing the hit count. And if I change this, and for example, say long sleeve, you'll notice that there's a slight change where I'm actually missing the dash. I can search for that and still get results, because the last thing you want is for users to not find results that they're expecting to see, still updating the hit count. So hopefully that's given you an idea of how to use Azure Search Service and integrate it into your Visual Studio application. I want to leave you with a few resources. The Azure product page gives you a lot of detailed information on the service. Also, if you'd like to see the code used in this video, please visit the second link on this page. Finally, please visit the Azure Preview Portal to get started using Azure Search. I hope you enjoyed this video, and thank you for watching.